Amen. Once again, thankful for everyone to be here this morning. Hope that the Lord's blessing you and helping you. And for sure, our visitors, God bless you for being here. It's an honor to have you. And we're just so thankful for you to come. Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 4. I would like to take my scripture reading this morning from the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Read just a few verses of scripture. Talk to you about what I feel like the Lord's laid on my heart. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse number 1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did unto Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I have set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thine heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Ye came near, and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire under the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. These verses of scripture, read a few, 13 of them here. Usually, maybe not read that much. I don't feel like I'm going to have a whole lot to say out of all of them. I just wanted to read it to get to where I felt like we ought to go. Verse number 10, the Bible here is, the book of Deuteronomy is the book of remembrance. And Moses is telling the children of Israel, he is reminding them all through this book of Deuteronomy, Moses is reminding the children of Israel of what the Lord done for them over the past 40 years. Moses is fixing to die. Aaron is already gone. Eleazar is now the high priest, Aaron's son. A lot of things has happened. A lot of trials they've went through. A lot of tests. And just a lot of things. And here they are. Moses is reminding them. You'll find in these scriptures so many times he reminds them of instances where God spoke to them, God dealt with them. And you know what? Really, when we get down to it, we just need to be reminded in this great nation we live in. We need to be reminded of what the Lord has done for us. We need to be reminded personally about how God has touched our life and helped us. And if we would just look back and think of what the Lord has done for us in our life, surely we could remember how the Lord has helped us. He tells them many things. There's a lot that could be said about these scriptures that we read. But there's one word. I don't know if it stuck out to you. And I'm going to preach on one word this morning. Verse number 10, the Bible says, specially. This word is not used many times in the Bible, 4 or 5 times, maybe 6, just a handful of times that this word is used in the Bible. And it really stuck out to me, and I want to try to talk to us about it today, especially. He's reminding them of things that happened, and he said, especially. I want you to remember what God done for you, but you especially remember this. I want you to especially remember that. Think back in your life. Surely there's special days in your life. Amen. I think about the day that me and Bethany got married. It's a special day. And, you know, I just thought that I loved her then. And that's just the only way to put it. I just thought that I loved her then. But it's a special day to us. I might as well go ahead and say it, but you know, I got me a new truck. And you know what I like best about that truck? I can pull that console up and she can sit right beside me. Man, man. Only thing different from now when we was dating, there's 3 kids in the back, so, you know. But especially, there's special days in your life, special days. And in the spiritual, I know that there's special days that you can think about. The day that you got saved. Maybe days that the Lord answered your prayer. Maybe the days that the Lord helped you or revealed himself to you. That's what happened here. God revealed himself to the children of Israel. And God is speaking through his servant Moses, and he's telling them. You notice now that some of these words he's saying, saith the Lord, and the Lord, and this, that, and the other. But and then he says, I did it. And God is speaking through his servant. And he said, only take heed to thyself. Keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget. You see, forgetting is something that we just, I don't know, I guess maybe something with aging. I'm not very old and I forget. Horrible. And so I really don't know what my excuse can be. You know, some people got an excuse, and I don't have an excuse, but I forget. But we forget so easily what God has done for us. Can you say amen? Amen. It's so easy to forget what God has done for us. Matter of fact, when you get in a trial, think back about how God's helped you before. When you get in the test, think back about how God has answered prayer before for you. Think back. Remind yourself. But he says here, remember this, teach it to your children. He said, specially. Amen. Ain't that neat? Specially. I want you to remember all that I've done for you, but especially that day. I want you to especially remember that day. You know, God don't want us to forget anything he's done for us, but there's some things he specially wants us to remember. You know why he specially wants us to remember it? Because he done something special for us. Can you say amen? Amen. I said that he done something special for us, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb. You see, the Lord had carried the children of Israel out of Egypt with a strong hand, the Bible says. He gave 10 plagues upon the children of Egypt. Amen. He cursed their gods. They worshipped all kinds of gods down there. They worshipped flies. And so God cursed that god. And he sent flies in among the land. And he defied the gods of Egypt. Egyptians worshipped the sun. And he sent darkness upon the land of Egypt for 3 days. The Bible says the darkness was so great it could be felt. And so he defied the god of the sun that they worshiped that god. All those other gods, they worshiped the firstborn. They had a god that, amen, that they set up. And God does not want us to worship images. Matter of fact, if you'll read on down here in this same chapter, he says, God did not appear unto you in any form or shape. He said, so you wouldn't go out and make that form and shape and bow down to it and worship it. Amen. God did not appear to them in any form or shape, but it was smoke and it was fire and it was thunder. Amen. And lightnings. The Bible said that that mountain shook. Amen. And what had happened, God had brought all these people out of Egypt. And here they was in the wilderness, and God said, Moses, gather them together.
I'm going to show myself to them. So they all got near that mountain. Like Moses had said, they gathered them all there. There they stood around that mountain, and God come down on that mountain. He shook that mountain. The Bible said that the trumpet got louder. The sound of a trumpet got louder and louder and louder. The people was afraid. They said, Moses, you go talk to God, and let's stay back here in our tents and we'll listen to what you say. God showed himself to the children of Israel, and there was many things and other things that God did, and he didn't want them to forget it. But notice here, he said specially. I'm telling you what, in every one of our lives there's a special day, amen, that God has showed himself to us, amen, that God has pulled us out of the pit, that God has revealed himself to us. And I'm telling you, God does not want you to forget anything he's done for you, but he especially don't want you to forget that day. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb. I think about Saul of Tarsus. He was persecuting the church in the book of Acts. The Bible says he was going down with papers in his hands. He was going down there to bind these Christians in this other town. He was on the road to Damascus. While he was on the road, the Bible said a light shone around him. It was noon. That's just about another 25 minutes. It was noon. The sun was bright, but the light was brighter than the sun. And it was so bright that it blinded Saul. He fell to the ground and he heard a voice say, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Amen. Saul got saved. Amen. And he got changed. And he turned into the great apostle Paul. You know, that's what'll happen when you meet the Lord. It'll change you. It'll take a persecutor and make a Christian. I heard about a man that was a sheep thief. Amen. He was a sheep thief so much that they branded him. They caught him and they branded ST right on his forehead. Sheep thief. As a young man, he had ST, sheep thief. Everybody knew he was a sheep thief. But he got saved. And God changed his life. And the story said that one day, when he was an old man, there was that brand on his forehead, ST. He was walking through the village, and some little kids said, I wonder what ST means. And another person that knew was standing near. Amen. Though another child said, well, it must be saint, because he sure is a saint. They didn't know that they branded him ST. But God got in his life, and he met God like Saul met him. And it took a sheep thief and turned him into a saint. Can I get a witness? That's what Jesus will do for you. Amen. Like the day on Mount Horeb, when he shows himself strong, when he shows himself the Savior. The Bible said he proclaimed the name of the Lord. And he said, the Lord is long-suffering. Amen. The Lord is merciful. I'm telling you what, God gives us special days when he shows himself mighty like he did to Paul. That used to be Saul. I'm reminded of that song. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. Does anybody remember the day the Lord saved you? Hallelujah. Especially that day. Don't forget nothing God's done for you. But especially don't forget that day the Lord saved you. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. All of heaven came down. I was happy and free. Glory filled my soul. And I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget that wonderful day when the Lord saved me. I'm telling you what, all you have to do is read through the New Testament and you will find the conversion of Saul mentioned over and over and over again. You know why? Because it's a special day. You see, Paul wrote majority of the New Testament. Amen. So he didn't quit talking about it. And I'm sorry
story, I can't quit talking about it either, because I was lost in sin when he found me. Amen. It's a special day to me. I'm telling you what, if you're saved today, God wants you to remember specially. Somebody say specially. You know why God wants you to specially remember that day? Because he done something special for you. Amen. He saved your soul and he don't want you to forget it.
Paul couldn't quit talking about it. It happened in Acts chapter 9. It's mentioned. The whole story is told. Details are told. He didn't just mention I got saved. He didn't just mention I met the Lord. No, he told details. Matter of fact, they had him bound up in Jerusalem. Paul told the captain, he said, can I say something? He said, yeah. He said, you speak Greek? He said, man, I'm from Tarsus. I'm a Jew. He said, all right, say something. He stood up on the stairs and he beckoned the people with his hand, the Bible says in Acts 22. And he began to tell them, I used to persecute this way, but I was on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. He said a lot. He told it details, church. He didn't just say I met the Lord. He told it details. You know why he told it details? It was a special day when he got saved. And I'm telling you what, don't ever get ashamed of telling details, because it's a special day. And God wants you to specially remember that day.
Woo. He told those Jewish people. Then he got down there before King Agrippa. He said, I want to hear you tomorrow, Paul. The next day he said, I'm glad to answer for myself. He said, I used to persecute this way. He's already told it once. He's a telling it again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He says, Agrippa, let me just tell you what happened. You think he's going to say, I met the Lord, I got saved? No, there he goes again. I was on the road and a light shone about me. He said it was brighter than the sun, Agrippa. And he said, I heard a voice and nobody was speaking around me. He said, and it said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he said, who art thou, Lord? He's telling Agrippa over again. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what he said. He said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it was a special day in Paul's life. Amen. You've got a special day when the Lord saved you. It's time to rejoice about that day. I said, it's time to remember that day. He said, don't forget nothing I've done for you, but you don't specially forget the day I saved you. Don't you specially forget that day I showed myself to you. I'm telling you what, we're human beings and it's so easy to forget.
Think about Peter. The Bible says Peter and James and John went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and Jesus, the Bible said, was transfigured before them. His raiment became white as snow. Matter of fact, one of the writers said, no fuller on white on earth can white. In other words, you can't get any whiter than that. I seen white like I'd never seen it. Pure. Spotless. Peter said, well, they said in the Gospels that Moses and Elijah was talking to Jesus. Peter spoke up and said, it's good for us to be here. You know what? I'm telling you what, the day you got saved, it was good for you to be there. The day Jesus showed himself to you, it was good for you to be there. Peter, the Bible said he knew not what to say. He's kind of like me sometimes. He's got to say something. I mean, you know, say something would be more convenient to be quiet. Peter was that way, always speaking out. Well, he's there. He thought he had to say something.
Well, he didn't know what to say, so he said, it's good for me to be here. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, when I got saved, I didn't know what to say either. Amen, but I'm telling you what, amen, I don't want to forget it. Peter didn't forget it either. In the book of 2 Peter, he said, we were eyewitnesses of his glory. He said, we have not heard fables. He said, listen to me, you may think it's a fable. He said, but we have not followed cunning devised fables. In other words, cunningly, wittingly. In other words, made up. Amen. In a smart, witty way. He said, devised fables. He said, we were made known when we made known unto you the power of the coming of our Lord. He said, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Amen. He said, I was there. There's a song that says, I was there when it happened. So I guess I ought to know. I'm telling you what, church, the world may deny it. The devil may not like it, but I was there when I was a wretched sinner, and Jesus picked me up, and he put me on the right path. Amen. I was there when it happened, when he washed my sins in his own blood. Even though it was in modern times, Jesus saved me. Woo! It was a special day. Not only that, but Paul talks about it in Timothy. He said, I persecuted the church. He's telling Timothy about what happened. He said, but Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The Bible says right here, you tell it to your children. He said, I showed myself to them that they may teach their children. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. We can't just not only remember it, not forget it. We've got to teach it to the next generation that Jesus saved me. Hallelujah. 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 I didn't know my dad's dad. He passed away in 1974 before I was born. But I've heard the story over and over about how he got saved. I wonder why. I've heard it over and over. So much that I can tell you today what happened. He was living there in Arkansas, kind of central Arkansas. And he was just living just like normal, drinking and carrying on. And he had two little children, and he's walking into the beer joint one day, and his one of the old town drunk, or one of them, you know, there that just wasn't a good fella and just carried on. He was walking in to that bar before him, before my grandpa, and he said that he had two little kids about my uncle Nance's age, and said that those kids was a holding on, saying, "Daddy, don't go in there. Daddy, don't go in there." Said those little kids was. Said my grandpa stopped and looked, and in his mind, he could see his little children, because he knew it was getting a hold of him. He knew he was going in there way too much, and he could see his little kids holding on to him in his mind, saying, "Daddy, don't go in there." He said, "I love my kids so much, I turned around and never went back again." But not only did he not go back again, he found the Assembly of God Church right there. Amen. In Pangburn, Arkansas. Gave his heart to the Lord. Got saved. Amen. Taught Sunday school for years and years. Amen. And at my grandma's funeral that I was there, they asked the direct descendants of Jim and Ruby Snow to stand, who was in the ministry of preaching. And there was over 20 of the direct descendants of Jim and Ruby Snow that stood, that was preaching the gospel all across this country. Amen. What was it? Amen. He met the Lord. Hallelujah. And it was a special day. I wonder where I would be if he wouldn't have met the Lord on that special day. I wonder what would have happened to me. Amen. My family, if he wouldn't have met the Lord. I'm telling you what, we can't just. Amen. You see, I saved when I was 9 years old. I don't know the depths of sin. I have never tasted the depths of sin. Amen. Even though the Lord saved me and I was as lost as the worst sinner that ever breathed God's clean air. Amen. I've never tasted
mention it. Why? Because there was a special day in Grandpa's life, and he kept talking about it, and he kept telling it to his children, and his children told it to their children. The Bible said, tell it to your sons and your sons' sons. I'm telling you what, I'm a son's son, amen, of Jim Snow, amen, but he got saved and his sins got washed under the blood, and I'm here today. Why? Because it was a special day. Specially. Hallelujah. I'll tell you about one more. My mom's dad preached the gospel for over 50 years, but he was lost on the way to a devil's hell, living wild and in the Korean War. Didn't know nothing of God, nothing about God. He hears a baby cry as he's on that battlefield and in a dump in Korea. And he hears a baby cry in this garbage, and he goes to digging through this garbage, and he finds a little baby that is almost gone. She's been hurt and wounded, and just a pitiful sight. Pitiful. Matter of fact, the baby was alive, but it was already being eaten on. He picked that baby up, and he said that a voice from heaven said, you love that baby. That baby needs your love. He said, I held that baby close to me. That might be the Lord calling. He held that baby close to him. And he said, you've heard it, hadn't you, Brother David? Maybe. He said that the Lord spoke to him and said, you need my love like that baby needs your love. Praise God. I wasn't there. I wasn't even alive when the Korean War was going on. But how come I heard about it? Because he kept teaching it over and over again. He kept talking about it. He kept talking about how that the Lord spoke to him right there in a foreign land. Amen. And God revealed himself to him. What was it? It was a specially. Specially. You've got things and days in your life that are specially. God wants you to specially remember them. Hallelujah. He come out of that war and tried to serve God. And he told about how that they didn't live like they should have. And when my aunt, amen, left home as a teenager, and they didn't know where she was, said he had been living half-heartedly for years. And he told his, and my mom said she remembers this. When he left, he said, I'll be back. Said he went out into that field, and he laid down that field and looked up. And said when Grandpa came back in the door, I think he was out there about 40 hours, 48 hours. It was more than a day. He laid in that field and talked to God. She said, when Grandpa came through the door, I knew things was going to be different. Hallelujah. 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 He laid in that field, and I've heard him tell it over and over again. He passed on in 2005, I believe it was, a few years ago. I heard him tell it over and over again. What was it? He was teaching it to the next generation. What was it he was teaching? He was teaching about that special day. Amen. Do you have a special day in your life? When God showed himself to you, when he showed himself to your family, when he showed himself in your behalf, when he shook your mountain, so to speak, amen, when he sent the thunder and the lightning down on your mountain, and he proved that he was God, and that he proved that he was King of Kings, I'm telling you what, specially, remember that day. Don't just remember it, talk about it, teach it, tell them, amen, how come a third generation grandson of both grandpas can stand here and tell you the story just like they was telling it, because it was special to them. I'm telling you what, we've got to carry on the salvation message that Jesus still saves, and the only way we're going to carry it on is talk about it. Specially.
David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Miry clay set my feet on the rock, established my going. Stand together with me this morning. Don't forget. Keep your soul diligently, lest you forget. Teach it to your children and your children's children, especially that day. I don't want you to forget anything I've done for you, God says. I want you to teach your children everything, but you especially remember that day. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. Friend, you can have your special day today. God is still God. God don't never change. And you can have your special day today. You can have the day that your grandchildren talk about. They was changed. God can show himself to you today in a way that will be special. God shows himself. He's always God, but sometimes he shows himself in a special way. I wonder if there's one that's here today. While no one's looking around, you'll slip your hand up and you say, Brother Snow, I'm not saved. I'm not ready to meet God. I don't know what you're talking about today. And I'd like to have my special day of salvation. I'd like to have my special day where God washes my sins away. I'd like to have that special day that I could talk about, that I could remember, that it would change me like it did Saul. That it would change me like it did Peter. That it would change me. You can have a special day today. Are you here today and you say, I'm lost without God? And you'll lift up your hand. You say, Preacher, pray for me. I need God to show himself to me. I need that special day in my life. How about it? Is there one? I see that hand. Is there one more? You lift your hand and you say, Preacher, pray for me. I need God to help me. I need God to show himself to me. Anyone? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you today for your touch. We thank you, Lord, for your help. Without you, we're nothing. Lord, I believe you to deal with hearts this morning as we come and pray this morning. That you'll bless and touch. Lord, give somebody a special day. Give somebody a special day. A special day they can remember. A special day they can talk about and teach. In Jesus' holy name. I'd like for you to meet me in these altars this morning. Let's just find us a place to pray.